Atai, congratulations. How are you today?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you too, man, for, you know, speaking up, you know, and sharing why you thought I should be one of the finalists and being a Patriot Hall of Fame. I just want to thank you personally for that as well.
Well, you got it, Ty, and I did just want to start by asking you your reaction to, what was your reaction when you learned you were one of the finalists?
You know what, I was speechless. When I got the call, Stacy let me know finalists, that was the thing that I expected. And I was pretty much in shock. Stacy wanted to go take his kids to lunch. I called him.
And Ty, what would it mean to you to be the inductee?
It'll mean a lot. I mean, it'll kind of put the icing on the cake as far as my playing career with the Patriots, you know, and give some validation to me that was appreciated by the fans. They still you know, care for me, and they show me that even with my business on and off the field, and it just puts a stamp of approval, you know, for Patriot Nation, and I'm really humbled by that, to even be considered with the great on the list with the great Bill Parcells and Raymond Claiborne, who was such a great player and spent so much time you know, in New England. So I'm honored just to be considered and on the list with those who passed.
Ty, first of all, congratulations. I want to echo what Mike said. This is a tremendous honor that you're well worthy of. Wanted to ask you, when we had our first chance to talk to Darrell, Darrell Revis was very complimentary toward you your impact that you've had on his career. Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship that you've been able to develop with him over the years?
Well, I mean, it started long before he got to the NFL. I mean, I knew Darrell when he was in Pop Warner. You know, I was close with his uncle Sean and just his family overall. We're a tight-knit community around Alacopa, and sports kind of led us to the same path like it has a lot of other kids in Alacopa. And being that I was so close to Sean, you know, growing up, you know, it was naturally establish a relationship with Darrell. And like I said, it goes years beyond us playing in the NFL. And to watch him grow and become the one of the best defensive players in the game, the best defensive back in the game, it's amazing. Because, you know, I've seen this kid, you know, playing Pop Warner, and he was special then. But to see what he's been able to accomplish right now, you know, it feels like I'm still out there playing because, you know, I know his roots, I know his soul, I know his effort, and I know what he brings to the table. So, you know, I'm living through Darrell vicariously while he's out there playing.
Hey, Ty, congratulations. I just wanted to ask, you know, and you kind of hinted towards this, but, you know, towards the end of your career, you moved on to a couple of different teams. And I asked humorously, do you think Patriots fans would forgive you for playing for the Jets?
Well, I think the Patriots fans just prove that by, you know, voting for me, by me being on the list of finalists and the reception that they give me, you know, each and every day, you know, here in the New England area by supporting my business. They've been, you know, more than forgiving and just never bringing up, you know, negative energy. I mean, you know, it's awesome. You know, they remember the good times, you know, at the Patriots, and I appreciate that.
Hey, Ty, you guys accomplished so much as a team during your tenure, and you had some huge moments in some of those playoff games. I'm curious if there's one that you're most proud of at the moment, or a game, or just in general. I mean, what really defines your career as a Patriot?
I don't think I can put it into a game or one particular moment. It was defined by the journey from the start to finish. And coming back full circle now and being considered as one of the Patriot all-time greats is very humbling to me. I left and I played on some different teams, but my heart was always with the Patriots, regardless of where I was at. And, it's an amazing feeling. You know, I mean, I'm never one to be too lost on words, but I am right now, you know, because, it's still fresh and it's new, and it's like, wow, you know, I'm getting a lot of calls and texts and congratulations, you know, everyone's pulling for me. You know, it's like I feel like I've already been accepted just by being nominated and being one of the finalists. You know what I mean? So it's a great feeling, man. But it's all about the journey to this point right now. You know, I've had some great moments and some great games individually and from a team perspective. But the journey along the way, I won't disclude. You know, the tough training camps, the laughs and the camaraderie we had in the locker room, because they were also some of my greatest moments. You know, I can't just put it on the field. So the journey was, at the end of the day, was most important to me. And that's the moments. I relive the moments, not the moment. You know, I can think back about a play. I can think back about an interception that was awesome. But, you know, I wouldn't, you know, trade the journey for any of the plays, big plays that I may have made in any particular game.
You mentioned Darrell as the best cornerback in the league, and that's a label that he's carried with him for years now. In the transition from Aqib Talib to Darrell Revis, what are the Patriots getting in an upgrade with Darrell over Aqib?
With no disrespect to Aqib Talib, who's a great corner in itself, but you know, Darrell is a special talent. Not only are you getting the experience, you're getting extreme confidence. You're getting a person that is not afraid to put it on the line at the end of the game. You know, Darrell, he wants to be in that position of covering the top guy, you know, week in and week out, down in and down out. He goes to the inside if need be. He's the type, if he wasn't on the guy, he will let the coach know it. And I think that's the mark of a true competitor, someone who striving to be a champion. And the way he practices, by playing with him for the year that I did, you know, to be so talented, but to practice so hard, you don't see a lot of young guys that have so much talent take the job that seriously because they're so talented. And that's what I think separates Darrell. He's not taking his talent and his abilities for granted. He still wants to go out there and prove that he's the absolute best week in and week out. He's not taking that for granted. He wants to be the best for a long time, and I have never seen anyone as competitive as Darrell Revis. And that's the honest truth. I mean, he made me as a veteran pick my game up in practice, because if I tend to slack off, I'm like, look at this kid right here. He's wet behind the ears, don't even know pro football yet, and he's outworking everybody. So, I mean, he motivated me at the end of my career.
Ty, you alluded to this before, but I was wondering if you could share some of your thoughts on your fellow finalists, both Coach Parcells and Ray Claiborne.
I mean, Coach Parcells, I mean, he drafted me. You know, he believed in me. He pushed me in the beginning of my career, so I was able to get to this point today. You know, I owe a lot to Coach Parcells for, you know, being the guy that took a chance on a young cornerback from Michigan. And at the time, there wasn't a lot of great cornerbacks coming out of that school. You know, he used to ride me so much, you know, to bring out the best in me. And I give him so much credit, especially in the beginning, because he rolled me like no other. You know what I mean? He seen something that I didn't see. So, and he had the ability to do that with a lot of players. But it was something about, you know, the way he helped mold me, even if I thought he was wrong. He was right. You know, everything that he told me about myself. He was right, no matter how I tried to fight it. So I'm very grateful to him because he gave me the opportunity. And, you know, by signing off on those guys drafting me, I know ultimately at the end of the day it was Mr. Kraft. And that right there, you know, I'm always indebted to him for believing in me. And so I know it was a combination of both, but on the field, everyday interaction with Parcells was, you know, he was it for me in the beginning, and he helped me, you know, last this long because some of his words, you know, that he told me as a rookie, you know, sticks to me this day. You know, I'm telling you, if I see Bill Parcells, you know, I'm still sucking in my gut because he's liable to say something about it. You know what I mean? So he always, you know, give you that insecurity that makes you, you know, step your game up. And I think that was his goal. Raymond Claiborne, you look at this guy and it's like, why isn't he, hasn't he been there in the Hall of Fame? I mean, you know, there's numbers speak for themselves, and you know, you see his highlights and you're like, man, if he didn't get in, you know, how the hell am I gonna get in? You know, I mean, that's what you think about, you know, as a player when you see some of the greats, you know, without trying to, you know, take anything away from yourself, but you can't help but look at a guy like that and say, you know what, it's his time. He deserved it. You know, he's waited long enough. You know, and I think, you know, it's being tied with him for the all-time interception record, you know, he was a guy, he didn't even know that I didn't know personally that I was chasing. You know, I said, I'm gonna beat him. It wasn't about Mike Haynes, even though, you know, Mike Haynes was one of the greatest to ever play the game, you know. I didn't know neither one of the guys personally, and except through the years after I started playing to get to meet him. But he was the guy that I was chasing. He had, I mean, when no matter what, I was young, you know, when they were playing, and I didn't get to see a lot of them until afterwards on film. But when you look down on paper, you see Raymond Claiborne. You see how many years he spent with the Patriots. Obviously, this guy was doing something right. He got this many interceptions, this many touchdowns, this many yards. Hey, that's who I'm chasing. You know, and we heard about he might have been overshadowed by Mike Haynes, but I think it is long overdue, and he is definitely worthy and deserving of being in the Patriots Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned because, you know, numbers don't lie. And he has, and when people talk about Raymond Claiborne, you don't hear anything but positive. You never heard anything negative about Raymond Claiborne. And I think, you know, that's the mark of a true patriot, you know, from at least my era when I was there, you know, how the Patriots conducted themselves, you know, how Mr. Kraft ran his program, put the right people in place. He would have been able to fit in my generation, my era, and would have been a standout All-Pro as well.
Ty, it's a two-parter. The first is when you look back on your time in New England, is there anything you look back on now and say, I wish I did it differently? And then the second part is if this does work out and you are inducted, what are the odds that we'll see another Robert Kraft dance up on the stage with you?
I'll be the first one been some older, wiser, more mature that if I could have did something all over again, I would have tried my damnedest to stay in New England and finish my career. You know, not that I have any regrets about the teams that took me in as far as New York Jets, Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, and thankful for the opportunity. But, you know, and I think I've said this early in my career, I would have loved to start and finish my career with the Patriots. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But if I had to do it all over again, you know, I would have made more effort to stay a patriot. And if I was fortunate enough to, be the finalist and get in and have that moment that day, I think it'd be pretty rude if I didn't get Mr. Kraft up on the stage to get one more dance with me. That would be almost disrespectful to, our relationship, our that one that we've grown to have over the years. It's kind of one of those things that me and Robert, we know. We know when it's time to dance and do our thing. So you can absolutely expect, at least on my part, to get him up there. So, I might have to get his shoe size and make it so he can bring you some dancing shoes. But, I'm going to do my part if I get in.
Hi, Ty. Congratulations again. I just had a quick question about the cornerback position sort of in general. Obviously, the Patriots added Brandon Browner as well as Darrell this offseason. He's a big guy, a physical guy. I'm wondering, in today's game, how important do you think it is to have big corners, big members of your secondary?
I don't think it's a size thing. I mean, I understand the receivers. They're bigger, they're taller, they're faster. I like football players, and I think when you have football players that can play the position, they can cover. There's one thing about having cover guys. There's another thing of having football players. The Patriots right now have two football players at the cornerback position that you can do so many different things with. You can match them up. If you want to match up size, you have the ability to do that. But you're talking about a guy like Darrell Revis, he's not the biggest guy, he's not the smallest, but you can put him on anybody, and he'll find a way to take them out. Whether it's 6'5" or 5'10", he can play football and do everything. And Brown is a bigger guy. You can put him in the inside as well and play him like a small linebacker. So that is definitely an asset. It's something that is going to be fun to watch. Coach Belichick, I know he's not going to just keep him out there on the corner. He's going to have some fun with this guy. And because he's a football player, he can do that. He can play outside. He can play inside. He can do all, maybe a smaller guy can too. So I think it's a great intangible to have. I think it's a great asset, physically, to be gifted, to be able to run. And with that type of size, at the end of the day, it's all about playing football. And they have two football players. It's no sense of being big, fast, and can't play football. That's not impressive to me. I rather have a slow guy, not too that fast. Maybe hit the hardest. He does everything good because he's a football player, and he can whatever you tell him to do, he can be successful at it. And they have two guys that fit the bill, and I see them making a strong push to bring another championship back to New England because of those two guys.